This is RS Being the Update, episode 205, recorded Thursday, May 21st, 2009, the Update Tavern. Hello, everybody. Your favorite or perhaps unfavorite Englishman is here by the name Brad Woodward or Woody.
I don't think calling me a man is really justified.
Why not?
In legal status, maybe, but I'm no man.
Yes, that's right. So, say hello to Mr. Woodward.
Woodward, for the love of God.
Remember how we said you were going to get 99 woodcutting because Woodward is someone who guards trees?
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it? Yeah, no.
Why not?
Because I said so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a poet. I did not know it.
Yeah, right. That's just, you should be sued for using that quote.
And this annoying piece of shit I'm talking to is Shane from Canada.
I'm not an annoying piece of shit.
I think certain people would disagree.
No.
Me being one of them.
Anyways, we got a quest this week.
Missing my mummy.
You miss your mummy?
No, not really.
Okay. First off, I want to say that this quest article was written by Mod Pneumatic. Spelled N-E-W-M-A-T-I-C.
Instead of just using their first names, because I'm guessing Jagex have so many staff now, the majority of first names must be taken, and they just pick any name they want.
I guess, eh? I'd be Mod Borg.
Mod what?
Mod Borg, like a Borg, you know, that like tries to like eat everyone or something, you know, or
I'd be Mod Star Trek is awful.
So yes, the quest. Missing my mummy. We got a slight note here from Paul. Paul Gower, not Paul Nine Nines. It says,
how's he going to be leaving the note on Jagex's site?
Well, that's just yesterday we had him on the show, and we called him Paul.
Yesterday?
So, I mean, last week.
Yes, Shane, you're just so Shane. I think Shane has pre-senile dementia.
Please note that we haven't forgotten about your request to not have start too many quest series until we have continued with and finished a few of the existing ones. Well, it may not seem like it initially, this quest is actually part of the same quest series as the Tale of the Muspa, as this one approaches things from a very different direction, so it's probably not entirely clear how things fit together yet, which is true. We've been calling this quest Mysteries of the Majorat here at the JX office. It is going to be tying together a few of the loose ends from various quests, and hopefully bringing more cohesion to the parts of RuneScape mythology and storyline. Yeah, you know, actually, speaking of this, you remember way back when you read that lore in history called Tumpkin's Dream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's Tumpkin's Shadows in this.
Oh, they've released another one.
Well, no.
Is it equally?
No.
Or is it just referenced?
Yeah, he's just referenced. It's like a shadow of him.
No way!
Yeah. So. That's, you have to kill some of these during the quest, but that's beside the point now, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyways, we should go over some of the requirements then. They say minimum requirements and requirements for total completion. Prince Ali Rescue, the Golem, Ichlin's Little Helper, level 35 construction, cooking, and crafting, 35 magic and prayer as well. Now, for total completion, you'd Garden of Tranquility. What a good quest that was, right?
What a terrible quest that was.
25 thieving, 45 crafting, 45 prayer, and 50 magic. An ability to kill level 64 creatures.
So nothing stupidly high. I'd say that's medium.
It was a good quest, I do have to say so myself. Because
How long did it take to complete?
About an hour.
Decent amount of time.
Yeah. Not including the break I took in between, but, yeah, so.
We don't know what that was for, Shane.
Oh, yes, the walkthrough. Right. So basically, you talk to this person called Leela outside of Draenor Village, and says there's a ruined mummy in a pyramid south of Uzer. South of the ruins of Uzer, you know?
Yes, ruins of Uzer.
And then you need to go resurrect the mummy there that's inside that pyramid because it's been destroyed. We don't know why yet, but it has. So once you go there, you start finding out why it was destroyed. And after that, of course, it would be a natural progression that you have to put it back together, right?
Yes.
So you gather all the different parts of the mummy from the catacombs and put it back together. And you need to get it to 75% in order to complete the quest, but I got it to 84%, and there's other things you can do after the quest that aren't required for completion. So this is obviously saying that there will be some time in the future when we'll have to put this mummy back together to 100% to be usable for some future quest. So, I don't know. It was interesting, but it was short. It was sort of like on the caliber of Tale of Muspa, sort of setting things in place, you know? So, yeah, that's what I got to say about the quest. Do you have any questions?
I haven't really had a big challenging quest in a while, have they?
Since Wel'Guthic Sleeps, no. But
when was that? That was
last year sometime.
So quite a while then.
No, it wasn't last year, was it?
I thought it was. I don't know.
No,
might have been earlier. It might have been the very beginning of this year.
Yeah. Well. Anyway,
it'll probably turn out it was like 2 weeks ago. So.
No, it wasn't 2 weeks ago. I know that much. So, yeah, definitely check out this quest if you're interested in the desert storyline and how things fit together and from the start out small and then grow bigger in terms of quests. So, yeah. Oh, we should talk about the reward, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
7,000 hit points experience, 5,000 coins, and one quest point.
Oh, wow, 5K.
Yeah, but you can also get, through repairing the mummy, in the end you can get 6,500 prayer, 5,000 magic, 2,100 cooking, 3,350 crafting, and 4,200 construction XP.
That's decent, but it's
depending
not.
It all depends on how you repair the mummy.
So, could you get all of that, or just certain?
Well, you can get all of it because you only need 75% to complete the quest.
Oh, I see.
So.
Interesting. They sort of have a more dynamic system.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
But you're going to need to complete it in the end, anyway. So, in my view, this is just something sort of. To make it so other people can complete it, even if they don't have all the high skills, you know? So. It was a good quest. I'm going to give this a 4 out of 5.
From the descriptions, I will give it a 3. It does not sound awful, but it does not sound anything special.
Well, you have to remember,
average.
You have to remember, though, that it is classed as medium, and it is building storyline for a future quest. So that's what I keep in mind. And it is intermediate, so. There you go. That's about the quest. I'm not sure if there's anything else on that. Is there?
Don't think so.
Okay. Then what have we got next? Tweaks and fixes. Tweaks and fixes.
Release notes.
Yeah. They made a few tiny tweaks and fixes with the high alchemy and low alchemy so that it'll allow you to queue up another spell. Because, you know, previously if you would click too fast, you would end up you would have to flip back to the magic tab, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been fixed.
That's helpful.
And also, while one's going, you can queue up the next one, so it'll make magic easier, which is good. So.
A little less boring.
Yeah.
Same amount of clicking.
I wonder why these ideas never came up before, you know, unless they're in the suggestions.
They probably got higher priorities.
Yeah. As you know, making priorities isn't easy.
No, Shane, are you trying to imply that you have a really difficult job making priorities?
No. I'm just trying to imply that that certain people you've liked in the past haven't known how to make priorities. But anyways.
I'm sorry, who are we referencing here?
No one. That's okay.
Come on. Yes, you were. You were taking a stab at me for my friendship with somebody. Who was it?
No one.
Who was it? Oh, I know who it is. It's the big... Yeah.
No.
Who
then? It's not that. It's Mr. Dion.
Oh, him. He's awesome. I'll give him a job.
He has to sit in the corner now, you know, in the House of Commons. It's a disgraced leader's corner.
So it's closer than you'll ever get to the House of Commons.
Soul Wars Countdown.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog. That's the best bit.
Okay.
He does sound like Kermit.
Soul Wars Countdown to removal. So if you're not doing enough, there'll be a little countdown at the top that says that you need to get going and start participating, otherwise you'll be removed from the game.
That's good.
Yeah, because...
Just ASKing.
Yeah, so that's good. They've also increased the time allowed to pick up random events... Or not random events items, I mean drop items, so that you don't get a random event on a PvP world or bounty world. So if you kill someone, you can pick it up before getting whisked away for a random event.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, but maybe they should apply that to regular monsters as well. Because I'm not sure if it is, but I remember hearing stories of people getting, like, half shields or something, then getting a random event, and then losing them.
You'd have to be seriously unlucky. And how much is a half shield worth anymore?
Oh, yeah. That's the point there. But remember, this is when half shields were more expensive.
Yes, when? That was ages ago.
Well, not that long ago. Like a year.
How much were they a year ago?
I don't know. We don't have historical data for that, so...
I'm sure they haven't been a decent amount in price for at least...
Yeah, but still, 400k? You're going to want to lose 400k?
400k, eh. 400k.
Exactly. 400k is important.
Change Jewish in relation to money.
Why? A penny saved is a penny earned.
Yes, because you like money.
So? What's wrong with money?
Money's good.
It makes
the world go right.
Yes, that's it. Okay, for instance,
I prefer the saying "love makes the world go round," although that is slightly hippie-esque. Not sure if they mean the physical act of love or the emotion love.
Okay, some people might not understand.
Oh yeah, we do have 12-year-old listening to this.
The shield left half cost 65.8k.
Sorry?
65.8k. And the full half shield... I mean, the full shield costs 454k, and of course, the right half you get from the Legends Guild still costs 749k.
So, if you were to get a half shield drop and buy the other half and forge it,
you'd be better off to sell it.
You would make a loss.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not sure what the point is of the half shield anymore. It's not even that good.
I don't know why we're even talking about it, because we got on that tangent about random events.
Well, no, it's because you wanted me to look up the price for the half shield, so I did. But, anyways. Oh. Name a pub results. Results are in. The suggested name that won is the Poison Arrow. Remember
what
this?
What a gay name.
Why?
And they should have called it the Update Tavern.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. I'd go there. We should have suggested that.
We should have suggested the name Shane is Wrong, Brad is Right Tavern.
No. Suggested NPC.
No. All the name, no. No. No.
Okay. No. You sound like a little old woman when you say it like that.
That's how you sound when you say
no.
No. See, there you go.
No. Marion the barmaid used to lead a group of merry bandits, but now she is content to stand behind the bar and polish her numerous archery trophies in between serving drinks to her thirsty travelers. Jeff sits by the dartboard fletching arrows, which he tests by firing them at the board. He once tried to join the ranging guild, but failed his entry test, accidentally shooting a squirrel out of the tree, injuring it.
You read this last time.
Sparky the squirrel won!
You read that last time.
I know, but I'm reading it again. Sparky the Squirrel said your leg hasn't been the same since, but Jeff promised to look after him and give him one of his arrows to use as a crutch.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder if we had something to do with it winning.
Why, did you recommend it?
No, I recommended the other one. I forget what it was called, though.
So how could we have been responsible for it winning?
I don't know, by people listening to our discussion on Sparky the Squirrel.
Don't give yourself too much credit, Shane.
Let's see. Oh. I think I voted for... I'm not sure which one I voted for, but anyways, yeah. Oh, and of course the drink will be Ranger's Aid, which we've discussed before, and the skewered kebab is the snack. I wonder where this will be.
Outside the Ranging Guild? I'm guessing Sears. It's going to be somewhere near Sears.
But there is already lots of bars around there, you know?
Well, they could probably have another one.
That's too many. It's sending the wrong message.
No, it's not. 24-hour drinking in RuneScape. Yay!
And then on this result topic, they have another contest for Name a Slayer Creature. Have you got a vote? No, they give you the concept art. It'll dwell in the Fremenic Slayer dungeon. You'll need a Slayer level 78 to fight the creature. It'll have a combat level 114. Creature will cast water magic spells and have a special attack. Creature will be in single combat.
Pink fluffy bunny.
No, it's green.
Green fluffy bunny.
Here's the quick find code. Tell me what you think. You know, that almost looks like a Pokemon.
Quick find codes are lame. So we're trying to copy off. Okay, in a second.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is such a blatant ripoff. Hang on a second.
Why? What is it?
There's a creature in World of Warcraft that looks a hell of a lot.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, it looks a hell of a lot like it. I'll link you to it.
Oh, and they use a silly blink tag. That doesn't look like it.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. The ears are different. And it's got a tail. And this one's got like some other kind of tail.
Yeah, well, whatever, Shane. They look similar.
I don't know. I don't have any ideas for naming it. I'll put the link in the notes to this quick find code.
Call it Gorlock. Because that's what they call it in World of Warcraft. Oh.
No thanks. Anyways, on to the poll. You want to take the first question?
First question. Oh, I wonder what Shane's going to answer to this one. Which of the following guilds would you like to see in the future? The current winners. Oh, I'm glad to see the results of this one. Slayer is currently leading with 23% of the vote. Construction is second with 12%. Other is 11%, which is what I voted for. Summoning 11%. Agility 11%. Thieving 9%. Farming 8%. Yes. Hunter 7%, Herbalore 6%, I don't know, 3%. So the top three skills, Shane's two favorite skills are in the bottom three.
That's just because people aren't ready to accept them yet.
Pretty good turn up for the books, I think.
Once people learn that these skills are...
Once people embrace farming.
Yeah, once they do embrace farming, they'll realize what a good skill it is and why there should be a guild for it, you know? It's just like watching the Star Trek movie. Once you watch the Star Trek movie, the new one, you'll learn what Star Trek is all about.
I'm going to see that the weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yes, against my will.
That's good. Who are you going with?
Who do you think I'm going with?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm going to email her and tell her that it's good for making you go.
She didn't make me go. She said she wanted to, and everybody knows that to make a relationship work, you have to do what you don't want to do.
Oh, I'll be expecting a full review next week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, and you do know I'm going to be crushingly brutal as I am with everything.
Oh, no, but there's, like, you look at it the way from an acting and movie standpoint, you know, which I do think you're overly critical of acting and stuff, and then, but
I'm overly critical of everything.
But then I look at it from a Star Trek standpoint, you know, so, anyways, yes.
Anyway, let's move on.
What is your favorite aspect of the RuneScape minigames? That question is from China, 7922.
3,608 of the RuneScape population are officially mentally retarded because none of the item rewards from minigames are worthwhile.
Oh. Well, not unless you count the stealing creation rewards, you know?
What are they again?
Well, the morphic tools and such that give double the XP on certain things.
Yeah, but I don't really... Things like that are good, much like the shark gauntlets. They're good. They just take retardedly sort of large amount of effort to get, and in the long run, it's not worth it.
Yeah, but they can save money, you know? So.
But are they worth getting?
Yes, I think they are. I think they are. 38% say experience rewards, and as Mr. Brad said, 24% say item rewards, 18% fun gameplay, 7% player versus player, 5% teamwork, which isn't surprising, 4% challenge, and 3% I do not play any minigames, 1% other. What would other be in this case?
Maybe griefing other people.
I don't know.
I do not play any RuneScape minigames, because even I play regular play minigames.
I voted for experience rewards.
Yeah.
Like pest control and such. Okay, next question. What's the next one's funny?
Are you in a clan? Yes, is the winner with 37% of the vote. No, but I have been in one in the past, is 33% with the vote. No, and I've never been in one, 25% of the vote. Other, 3%. I don't know, 2%.
How do you not know if you're in a clan?
I don't know, Shane. How can you not know if you're in a clan?
Pika once forgot the name of the clan he joined.
That was before clan chat actually existed, wasn't it?
Yeah, so. I have a picture somewhere, you know? And then he was like, we were fighting Moss Giants, and he was like, I forget the name of the clan I joined. So.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I guess it was one of those you had to be there things.
Oh, or see the picture. I'll dig that up, maybe. But, anyways. Final question.
What are your main reasons for playing RuneScape? Please choose all options that apply. Skills, friends, quests, items, other minigames. Being the best, I don't know. Skills, 66% of the vote. Friends, 57% of the vote. Quests, 49%. Items, 45%. Other, 34%. Minigames, 33%. Being the best, 28%. So that means all but one of those is failing at it. And I don't know, 6%. Yeah, I don't know why I played it either.
I said skills, friends, quests, and being the best.
But you're not the best, and you never will be.
Well, I'm the best at RSPnB in some things.
Wow. Just a shame RSPnB is a small community.
Yeah, but it still counts, you know?
It still counts. What, just like how you didn't die in a quest, except for that quest you did die in?
I didn't die.
Yes, you did.
It was in the spirit land, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. Shane, you were on a quest, right? And you died.
No, but it was in the spirit land. So.
But it counts. No. It counts.
Nope. Moving on. What factors determine where you train a skill? 11,505 votes say convenience of a bank. 10,867 say convenience of resources. 9,381 say small quantities of other players. 42-20 say large amounts of other space. I mean, just space.
Say percentage. It's a better gauge of the overall
but
popularity.
But over 100%.
If you're just saying it, numbers at people.
Oh, fine. 26% other. Convenience of a store, 22%.
That's 25%.
Visible attractiveness of the area, 21%. Large quantities of other players, 16%. 15% say you need to be there for a particular quest, 15% I train wherever I happen to be at the time, and 3% I don't know. So, yeah, what do you think?
I would say convenience of a bank's a pretty big thing, unless what you're doing doesn't happen to need a bank, which is probably quite rare. Convenience of resources, again, is another top one. Small quantity of other players, yes, nobody wants to go and train in a massively crowded area.
Physical attractiveness, yeah, I also put.
That doesn't matter to me.
Okay. That's good.
Because after you've played a game like World of Warcraft, every area in RuneScape looks ugly.
Oh, you haven't even been there in HD.
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't. You haven't gone
to
places.
I have.
Have you gone to the Western Elflands in HD?
Yep, I have.
Have you walked through Falador in HD?
Yep.
Varrok?
Yep.
Slayer Tower?
Yep. Remember, HD came out quite a while ago.
Last year.
The Abyss? Exactly. So, yep. Let me just...
The Blood Altar.
No, I've not been there, but I still... Look,
Solars. What are you going to link me to? What is this?
Some place in World of Warcraft.
I look,
that's why RuneScape.
No, I don't like that. It's like
negative comment.
It's too purple, and I don't know. RuneScape could be like that if they wanted. It's
no,
too purple
couldn't.
For me. Yes, they could. They're pushing the limits of Java every day, so why not now? But, anyways, yes. I think that RuneScape has the ability to do that if they had wanted to. So.
No, they don't. RuneScape's a subpar game.
Oh, they tried to just screw us over now. There's a new development diary that's up that wasn't up a few minutes ago.
Oh, Shane. They obviously just put development diaries out at this time. It's no big conspiracy.
It's
a conspiracy.
This one's about Run Energy called Testing Musicians. Oh, yeah, remember this? What was those guys called that you play for? Start with a B?
Buskers.
Oh, right, the Buskers. You ever
Shane
give money to
that's
them?
That's a funny word. No, I don't give money to Buskers.
Okay.
Well, I did. I have once. That's because he's playing a trumpet, so it's not really a busker. He was a trained musician, not a hobo.
Okay.
I have nothing against hobos. I just don't want to fund their drug habit.
On another cold morning in the Jagex office deep in the wilderness, we were offered the prospect of working on a slightly different project than normal. Run Energy is seen as a stumbling block by new players, and no one likes to see their Run Energy drained and be forced to walk to their destination, so we're determined to make sure the new improvements would benefit the average player. Anyways, they said that while they waited on the new Run Energy balancing features, they continued with functionality tests, including retesting current in-game energy boosts such as potions and familiars. Yeah, that'd be nice. Screw something up so you have infinite Run Energy. Ensuring that the music tracks played by each of the musicians was reflective of the instrument they use. We especially like the bad music that Mod Bond composed.
Bad music.
Yeah.
Yes, on his little MIDI piano.
Oh, please. Graphical testing in both standard and high detail modes. Unfortunately, the lying down animation shown in the previous development diary had to be removed, as it was causing extensive graphical bugs with closing items. Making sure changes to the Run Energy button on the main interface didn't cause any adverse effects, and checking each of the musicians' chat and possible issues that could arise with their positioning. Mod James H. even introduced a couple of more musicians in areas that he felt would benefit from the new system. I wonder when this is coming out, because they say, we hope you will find the new system as useful as it is intended to be. Signs it off with banging.
Banging?
Yeah, bang in.
That's sort of okay.
I don't know. Hopefully this is coming out soon, you know? It'd be nice to see.
Well, you're going to see it, you know, it's not going to come out like in 2 years' time, is it?
No, it looks fairly far along, you know? But
yeah.
And Anyway, there's another mod's name. Mod Chia. How do you say this guy's name?
How'd you spell it?
Like that. How would you say that?
Chihiro.
Chihiro. Interesting.
Chihiro. Chihiro.
And then this development diary is written by Mod Frantic, RuneScape cute quality assurance tester. Anyways, take a read through this on your own time. That's it for RuneScape updates. On to questions.
On to questions. Audio question.
Oh, I thought Bradoff was going to be joining us there.
No, he's not, because it's lame.
Okay. It's first one, an audio question from Frosty Bow.
Hey, Brad and Shane. I was just wondering, how many subscribers do you have? Also, if I were to purchase a Mac, which one do you suggest? My price range is $1,000 to $2,200. And lastly, if I were to get 99 farming next, how long do you think it would take from 80 the fastest way possible? Thanks. Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow.
Well, I don't have an exact number for subscribers. I'm not sure if we want to give that out, but I do know it's a decent amount.
Certainly into the thousands, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. The Mac question. Brad, do you want to talk about that?
save your money.
No, I do have to say that...
No.
Can I finish? I do have to say that with the Mac, it is a nicer operating system to use, but there are a few little tidbits here and there that you have to worry about sometimes, one of them coming up in tech news later. But if you are interested with that price range, you pretty much have two choices, depending on if you need portability or not. That basically puts you at the iMac or MacBook level. So those are pretty much your two choices, and with that, pretty much any hardware should be sufficient. But it should also be noted that if you want a better RuneScape HD experience, you should probably go with the iMac. So I'm not sure if there's anything else on that one besides.
I went into the Apple store in London at the weekend.
Oh, why were you there?
I was just in London because I happened to go down there a bit. And I only went in there because I was walking down. What street was it? It might have been. It was Oxford Street. Or it might have been. It was near Oxford Street. I can't remember exactly where it was. Might have been Bond Street. I think the Apple Store was on Bond Street. I don't know. Anyway, that's not really important. I was walking past, and like they have all these their like computers out there, and people just use it like an internet cafe.
Yeah, they do. Like,
why would Apple want that sort of thing?
I don't know, because
full of really dodgy looking hippies like just using apples. Why not? Because you know they can't afford one. If they could afford one, they'd go and do that in their own house. Nobody would want to do that in their
why? It's like free place. Internet.
Doesn't that seem
enticing to you?
I messed around on one for a while.
And?
It had like a 24-inch screen. And some idiot had taken a picture with the camera.
Did you?
Left it. No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have. Because you know what sometimes those do? Because, like, you're allowed to do pretty much anything you want on those computers. Once someone took all the photo booth pictures that had been taken with the camera, that's what you were looking at, and put it to music and uploaded it to YouTube. So you see all these people on YouTube who weren't expecting to be on YouTube.
Oh, it's funny. Anyway, yeah. Did you give him advice on a Mac?
Yeah, I did. iMac or MacBook. And why were you in the Apple store?
I was just passing. I was in London. Oh. And I was on my way up to Oxford Circus. Is it Oxford Circus? I don't know anything, but I was on my way up to the tube station. I think it was Oxford Circus. I don't even know. It was the tube station on Oxford Street. And I was on my way up there, and to get there, I walked past the Apple store, and I thought, oh, I'll go and have a look. Just because I'd never been in a big Apple store before.
Okay. Oh, and farming from level 80? Well, that depends if you're what you're going to do, but if I know you can at least get roughly 120k XP a day safely without doing that much. So if you do your own math, I don't know, what's the experience for level 80? But just take 120k XP a day and find out how much XP you have left to go and divide into that, and there's your amount of days. You can get more if you time your magic trees properly, but that's extremely hard to do given the schedules, as they can be temperamental. So I'd just suggest doing five magics, five palms, and one calquit per day if you're pressed for time. But anyways, yeah. I think we answered that one. I think Brad still quietly wants a Mac.
Regent Street. It's on Regent Street.
Okay. I'm not sure where that is, but okay.
Maybe it's got a picture of it.
Maybe
we can see a picture of it.
Yeah, I want to see if you're in the picture.
I'm not in the picture.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh. Yeah, that looks very London-ish, you know?
Mm.
Is it multiple levels?
Yeah, there's an upstairs.
Oh, I'd like to go to that, because ours here is only one level.
Wow, we're better than you.
We got a second audio question from Toto Jim Bob.
Hey, Shane and that other guy. What's your opinion on doing bits in RuneScape that make money but do not gain any experience? For example, I can charge glories and make huge amounts of money, like a mil an hour, but I'm not gaining any experience. Of course, this is limited by Jagex's fear of price manipulation. Like, that works. Thanks, Toto Jim Bob.
So?
It depends on what your real aim in the game is, I think. I mean, if you're a complete, you know, somebody who's just going for experience and levels, then you probably wouldn't have as much money because you'd spend most of the money you had on getting experience.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't take so much time out to just make money. But if your sort of main vice is sort of expensive objects and lots of money, then you probably wouldn't spend as much on skills. You'd spend on the items, and you'd spend more time making money.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm a skills person. I used to spend every piece of money I had on raising skills.
Yeah, I'm sort of like that to a degree, but as what I said for making money in terms of not getting experience, that's fine if you're aiming for something in particular, you know, but if not, just try and get the experience along with it, I say, you know, because from my experience, there's three types of people who have lots of money in RuneScape.
Those are hackers.
Those who do combat, merchanting, and of course, as Brad said, the cheats, the scammers, the hackers, and everything, you know. The ones who like to exploit little bugs for their own advantage and then complain when the bug gets taken away, you know?
I was only joking.
No, well, that's true, you know. There are people that do that. And that's sort of something we look out for on the forums. So if you've been exploiting a bug, it's probably not the best idea to come to the forums and brag about it, because we'll ban you pretty quickly. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in, because some people like showing, like, exploiting their own bugs and stuff. But anyways. Thank you, Toto Jim Bob. Next question, Brad.
Next question. Hey, guys. Have any of you been in a car accident, bike accident? You see, if so, what happened? Keep up the great show. Questions from SamMaster60. I've fallen off my bike plenty of times.
Okay. What about the car?
Yeah. Well, let me think. Once.
Oh, I think you told me about that, right?
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, you disappeared for a few days.
It wasn't that serious, though. Yeah. So, and it wasn't my fault, so.
That's good. What was the other guy doing? Or was it a woman? Or?
They weren't paying attention to what they were doing, and they plied into the back of me at a roundabout.
Ah, okay.
I was stopped at the time. I was.
Oh, so
even
you
moving.
Weren't driving it over like you usually do?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you drive over them? The roundabout thingamajigs?
No, this was like a big roundabout that you
could go around. Okay.
And it was a staggered roundabout. It had lights on it. The light was red. I was stopped. I was at the front. And this person, just obviously not paying attention to what they were doing, just powered through and smashed into the back of my car. And I had... well, I wasn't seriously injured.
That's
I wasn't really
good.
Injured at all.
What about your bike?
Oh, that was just like when I was a kid and stuff, you know. You fall off your bike all the time when you're a kid, don't you?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you have a bike?
Yes, of course I had a bike. What do you think I am?
A retard?
No. Of course I had a bike.
Never fell off it?
No, of course not.
You obviously never, like, rode it fast or did any jumps or anything like
you know
that.
I don't take risks like that.
Yes, I know you're boring.
That's not boring. It's called protecting yourself.
It's boring, Shane.
It's called protecting yourself. My only bike accident is the one where I hurt my ankle.
If you're not going to try different things, go to the
edge. To make sure you stay living.
Push yourself to the limits. Oh, yeah, falling off a bike can get you killed.
Sure it can. If you hit the right spot on your head.
So when you're, you know, an old man, if you live that long, dying in your bed, aren't you going to look back at your life and regret that you didn't take more risks?
No. Of course not. It's going to mean that I lived longer.
Yes, but you may be unhappy and less successful because you're not prepared to take risks.
No, I don't think so.
Yep.
No, that question was from Sammaster60. 60.
60, you pervert.
60!
You didn't say that the first time.
0. Jeez.
Shane, next question.
Hi, guys. Who are your favorite comedians? Personally, I'm a fan of the Brits. Rowan Atkinson. John Cleese. Latkinson, whatever you say. John Cleese.
Atkinson.
I said Atkinson.
No, you didn't.
Hugh Laurie, Stephen Fry, and among others. You can tell I love Fawlty Towers and Blackadder. I hope you listened to last week's episode, Brad, because Shane's microphone malfunction is something you don't want to miss. I hope you're feeling more rested. Sincerely, King Cola. Shane.
Well, I missed it, and I can live with that.
You better pronounce it right this time. If not, you'll get another stern talking to about how my name doesn't even resemble that Star Trek character you keep going on about.
Jesus Christ, you asked for a question, not an essay.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
I don't have any favorite comedians. Brad?
You don't have any favorite comedians?
No.
How boring are you? Again, Shane, not wanting to take risks.
Humor is a waste
edgy
of time.
Comedy. Favorite comedians, of course, George Carlin, late great George Carlin, dead now. Richard Pryor is good as well. Both Americans. I think America actually has the edge in stand-up comedy.
I don't get British humor.
There's a couple of really shitty stand-up comedians from America, notably Dane Cook and Carlos Mencia, who are both terrible, but. By and large, I think American stand-up comedians are generally better. I mean, you've got Bill Hicks and who's that one who talks really slowly? Stephen Wright, I think it is. He's funny. But British ones, I do like Stephen Fry's funny, but he's not really much of a comedian. He's just sort of, he's a comic actor, I guess. He's funny, though. Who else is there? There's Jimmy Carr, who's a stand-up, who a lot of people who I know say that sometimes when I say things, I sound like him, but he's funny, and I'm not, so that's the difference. Who else is there? I don't know, really. I'd say mainly Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and Jimmy Carr. Stephen Fry's good, but he's not really a pure comedian.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Shane's not funny, that's all.
No, I don't like any comedians. I don't see the point.
You don't see the point in laughter?
No. I don't see the point in deliberate laughter caused by deliberate comedy. The only point in laughter I see is when things naturally turn out to be funny.
Okay, Shane, you're such a boring person.
Thank you, King Kala.
And yes,
anything
thank
else?
You, I am more rested this week.
Yes. We had a nice discussion about this in the pre-show, didn't we?
Yes, and I'm sure you'll find out more about it at What Have We Been Doing. Anyway, dear people, what are your plans for the summer? That question is from Marking22. I have no definite plans because originally I was hoping that I would be, you know, spending 9 weeks in Buckinghamshire, but the Royal Air Force has decided otherwise. I've not been rejected. I'm still going. I'll talk about it later.
That's nice to have.
I'll talk about it later. But basically, yes. I haven't made any definitive plans as of yet because I was planning to not be around or not have any free time.
You could take
a trip
to Canada.
I don't want to go to Canada, but anyway, now that I am actually free, the rest of my auntie, my uncle, my cousins, My dad and my grandparents are planning to go away because it's my grandpa's 80th birthday, just somewhere in England. So I'll probably be going there. And I'll probably go away again, maybe with Marie, I don't know. But I'm not big on holidays.
Come
I like going
on,
away.
To Canada.
No, I don't want to go to Canada.
Why not?
If I was to go anywhere in North America, I'd go to New York.
Oh, that's so typical.
I wouldn't want to go to North America, though. I'd probably just go somewhere in Europe. It's much quicker.
God. It's no fun. Why don't you go to China?
Because I'm not like you, and I don't love military discipline and martial law.
Okay. What about Japan or Russia?
Russia would be interesting. But
yeah. Anyways, yeah, so Brad will be coming to Canada. As for me, nothing really that much. We are taking our usual trip down to the U.S. to an undisclosed
Seattle.
Location.
Yeah. Shane's going to Seattle.
Yeah, so if you're in the area and you're nice.
Is that really a secret?
Well, no, it's just I just don't want a whole bunch of people in the greater Seattle area looking for me, you know?
Yeah,
I don't
want
to have.
When you'll be going?
Well, no, it's the middle of July.
Oh, you just told them. Congratulations.
I just don't want to have to disguise my voice, you know?
I think my family planned to go away towards the end of July because that's my grandfather's birthday.
Oh, well, that should be interesting then, shouldn't it?
It could possibly overlap.
Oh, that's scary.
That's scary.
Oh, I might can do the show.
That's really scary. That
Mike
really
can
scary.
Gather some people, you know?
Mike doesn't like doing it.
I know, but he does a good job, you know?
He does, but he does not think he does.
Yeah.
Does he have low self-esteem?
No. We should get him on again, though, shouldn't we?
Anyways. Yes, of course we should.
Thank you, Marking. So if you live in the greater Seattle area and you're a nice person, well, I don't know that I'll have any time to see you, but I'll be thinking
of
you.
If you live in the greater Seattle area and you are a neocon right-wing asshole who believes that laughter is pointless and that you should not take any risks in your life whatsoever, PM Shane, he'll be happy to meet you.
Hello, Brad and the unforgettable Canadian guy. What do you usually do in a power outage? That's from Mr. Noob.
That's interesting, actually. We haven't had a power outage in here in a while, but I think it must have been a couple of years ago. We used to have them maybe every couple of months.
That was back when you were in Germany.
No, I'm sure we used to have them. Might have been before we went that we had them common. We did have a few over there, but I think there was a time before we went away here. It would have been when I was like 10 or 11 when we used to have them like regularly, like every like 3-4 months, and it would be like 5-6 hours at a time they used to.
Wow. Annoy.
For most of the time, I turn a bit stupid in power outages because I'm sort of like, oh, I can't go on the computer. Oh, I can go on my PlayStation. Oh, no way. Oh, well. Well, oh, I can watch TV. Oh, no way, I can. I'm sort of like that. I really am. But usually, it depends. If it's dark, if it's the evening, you just try and go to sleep because normally what you can do. But if it's in the day, I'll usually maybe go out. I used to go out for walks or try and read something or something, anything that's not powered, really, but it's difficult sometimes.
Okay. We haven't had one since October. Typically what happens there is we resort to cooking stuff outside on the barbecue since the stove relies on power if it's around that time of day. Otherwise, I look out the window.
Look out the window? What, for 10 hours?
Yeah. We had one
actually,
that was
no, I remember the last time we had a power outage here was when we just got back here, and it was summer of 07, and there were the big floods.
Oh, did you need a boat?
No, the area I lived in wasn't flooded, but we still lost power.
Oh, okay, I see. Well,
that was the time we didn't find out till afterwards, but there's this big substation near Gloucester, and it was a couple of inches from being completely overrun by water, and if that had happened, they would have evacuated the entire county, because the entire county would have lost power and water.
Really?
Yep. We were a couple of inches of water away from being...
Oh, that's overreacting. People should be able to take care of themselves, you know? Like, that's what I don't like, is that in this modern world, everybody is so dependent on electricity and stuff, and you can't even take care of themselves for... Can't even take care of themselves without it, you know?
Like, could you live without electricity?
Yes.
Could you function? What would you do all day rather than sit at the computer?
I don't know. I'd go dig outside.
Go dig. Just dig a hole.
Build a garden, because we don't have any garden. So I'd dig up a section of the backyard and get ready to plant some crops.
You're a strange kind of human being. Anyway.
But don't you agree that we are a little too dependent on, like, power and stuff like that?
Yes, but that's a debate for another show. I don't think we're dependent on a bloody lot of things, but
I'm going
to list them all, we'll be here forever.
I think that people need to be able to, without a moment's notice, be able to live without power.
I think you need to be able to shut up.
No, because in this world, it's a really real threat of a terrorist organization getting a hold of a EMP device and taking out the entire North American country,
Shane,
and all our electronics.
Too much 24. Next question.
Oh.
What are those words in Klingon that you know, Shane? My favorite is Habsulkuch. Your mother has a smooth forehead. Also, what's the last thing that you bought, both in-game and in real life? Thanks, Paracrazy. You go.
They're not exactly phrases. I forget what they.
Words?
Yeah. Kapla. Kapla, dear Bradler.
Mean?
Success.
What's that mean?
Success.
Success.
They're hard to do. And then there's another one for engage the transporter.
Engage the transporter.
Mach. Trolley. Chu. And then there is engage, I think, which is Mekpa.
Okay.
Pata. That's an insult. I don't know. It's a bad word. It's like a swear word. So maybe I should bleep that out. But
never mind.
Yeah.
It's Klingon, Shane.
But they're good to know, you know. So if I ever call you Pata, you'll need to know that I'm degrading you.
Okay, what was the last thing that you bought, both in-game and in real life?
I can't say what I bought in-game. I don't remember what it was. I think it might have been some nature runes. Or no, that's pure essence. That's what it was. There we go.
What's the last thing you bought in real life?
A little converter box to convert a component YUV signal to an RGB VGA signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Xbox, which is a whole other story. What about you? What's your favorite Klingon phrase?
I don't have a favorite Klingon phrase. Last thing I bought in-game, I do not remember. It's probably a whole load of raw sharks. and I've been cooking. In real life, it was train tickets. Well, actually, the last thing I bought was Burger King at Paddington Station.
I need to go to Burger King. Get those Star Trek glasses that they have.
I only went to Burger King because it was right in the station and I was hungry. And it was funny, I went to Burger King. Well, actually, no, I'll tell this story at the end of the show.
Okay. Thank you, Power Crazy. Brad doesn't know any Klingon.
Shane and Brad, I'm a new listener. What's your favorite weapon in RS? I personally like my rubber chicken. I have lots of fun spending hours trying to kill guards in Edgeville. It's pretty like an hour a guard, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Their health regen's pretty fast than that. Anyway, favorite weapon... I just used to like the whip for its all-purposeness.
Yeah, they also updated the imagery on the whip in the like the inventory image, so it looks a bit different now. Just
but
the
it
colors.
Still looks the same in-game.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember when it used to look like a string of sausages.
Yeah, that's what it still looks like in-game, sort of, depending on what the background is. But yeah, I never thought about it as a string of sausages before.
Really?
That's interesting.
When it first came out, that used to be one of its most common nicknames.
Sausage string?
Yeah,
or
string
what?
Of sausages. So anyway, what's your favorite weapon, Shane?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, the whip is good, as you say, but If I had to pick one that I could have, and it would that would make me do Slayer and stuff, would be the Ceridoman Godsword. So I don't know. I like.
Oh
that.
Yeah, Godswords are nice, but I've never used one, so I can't.
Oh, you really? You haven't?
No.
Oh, you're a deprived child.
Shut up.
You are.
Deprived child says the person who doesn't like comedy because they don't see a point in it.
Yeah, there's no point in it.
Anyway, thanks for the question. Ceridoman
Godsword.
Superman Castle.
Ceridoman Godsword currently costs 46.5 mil.
Wow. Anyway, next question. Hey, Brad, are you ever coming back to playing RuneScape? Probably not full-time. I do log on now and then occasionally, though. I'm into the last 17 updates and haven't said much around that topic other than you getting random 99s after losing bets. Full-time, like I said. Shut up. Full-time, like I said, probably no, mainly for reasons you'll find out at the end of the show, but even though I have some time.
That's funny.
No, it's just I don't like play World of Warcraft much anymore, which is I moved, you know. Well, actually, as I said, I sort of deleted my... Well, I didn't delete. I closed my account, and occasionally I log onto friends' accounts, but that's rare. So, no, I'm just sort of... I'm over the whole MMORPG thing, really. I've done it. It's over.
Okay. Would you play Star Trek Online with me?
No, I said I'm over the MMORPG thing.
Oh. Okay.
You're actually going to play that game?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Me, Trekkie, and MQ.
You're all going to play it?
Yeah.
I might join Creepy just might, to be one of the
Creepy
click.
Might play it as well, I think. So.
Then we can have our own federation and... Snowdy, no.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. And Shane, what are you going for on RuneScape right now? I just got my 99 ranged a couple of months ago in Clueless, so I thought I might get an idea from your goals. He's supposed to be getting 99 agility along with some other nameless people, but they're all slackers. They've all decided it was too difficult and they're too weedy.
No,
for it,
we're going to do it one day. We're just taking a break.
One day. As I said to you the other week, I could say anything. I could say one day I'm going to go to the moon. There's never any pressure on me to fulfill, you know, those words, because I can just go one day.
Oh.
One day. I'm going to horrifically murder Shane. One day.
No, right now I'm working on runecrafting a bit. Still, slowly.
Have you got any level goal in mind?
75.
And what are you at the moment?
72.
So not too far.
Yeah, not too far. But, you know, runecrafting is slow, and I just find it painful. So I'm taking a break with some other things, like magic right now, actually.
But what does Shane's brain and runecrafting have in common? They're both slow.
What? No. No.
See? It's true.
No.
He said, well,
that question was from XTurtX. Dear blank and blank, if you could be any animal for a day, what would you be and what would you do?
I'd be a cat.
Okay. Why?
So I could climb around people's gardens.
Oh, okay.
And have a look. And it wouldn't look weird, because if I just climbed in somebody's garden as a human, I would probably get arrested.
Remember there was that story about the cat that would ride the bus?
Yeah, that was funny.
Tell people that don't know what we're talking about.
Well, basically, there was, I think it was on Dig, but it was just about this cat used to go to the same bus stop. I'm not sure if it was every day, but it always used to go to the same bus stop pretty much the same time, get on the bus, ride a few stops, and it would always get off at the same stop. And nobody really knew why this cat just used to get on the bus and take a ride. It's funny, actually. I'm not sure if I ever told this story. I probably have, but I'll tell it again. I was on the London Underground a couple of years ago with my dad, and some of the stations in the London Underground are sort of overground, or partially overground, some of the ones further out the centre. And we got on at this one station, and it had sort of like an open platform. It was slightly below the road level, but it still had like an open area above the platform, and this pigeon flew down and walked onto the train just before the doors were about to close. And I said to Dad, oh, you know, once the door closes and this thing starts to move, that thing's going to go nuts flapping about. So anyway, doors closed, train moved off, this pigeon just stood there slightly moving around because the tube train just sort of moved side to side and go a bit fast, moving around obviously, and then he didn't get off for the next stop, but the next stop down, he just walked out onto the platform and flew away. That's probably one of the most surreal things I've ever... It was like, he was just, all the time on the train, he was just stood by the doors, completely minding his own business. was as if he knew. It was just, it was weird. It was so funny. But anyway.
Cat as well.
A cat?
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you ride the bus?
No. I'd like climb trees and stuff.
You can climb... Oh, sorry. Well, you could climb trees as a human, but that's obviously too dangerous.
Why?
Well, because you don't like taking danger, remember?
Oh. Well, no, we don't have any trees a human could climb.
Really?
No. They're all too, they're all too short, or they're spruce trees, and you can't really climb those.
No, you can't. You need a good oak with a nice
branch. Yes, that's right. Or a yew tree that you fall out of when you're 5 years old.
That was a good yew tree. Don't diss the yew tree.
What happened to it?
It's still there, I believe. I don't really... It's not really where I where my mum used to live, but I don't really go there anymore.
Okay.
Well, I've not been there in ages, so I wouldn't know if the yew tree's still there. I'd imagine it's still there. I mean, no reason why it shouldn't be unless they decided to chop it down. Anyway, talking about yew trees.
Dear Brad and Shane... Sir Savage 6, right. Dear Brad and Shane, have you ever considered doing radio? Also, what do you think it would be like if you two were brothers or roommates? Would you enjoy it? P.S. Welcome back, Brad. That is from Haze Over.
No, I've never considered doing radio. I don't think it'd be something I would be good at.
No, not mainly really. Because,
mainly because once a week with Shane is texting enough. If I had to record, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, or 6 days a week, I'd go nuts.
I'd no like to do more.
I'd like to do more. No, I wouldn't. Why did I say that?
I thought now we were going to say that. Oh, maybe we should.
No, we aren't.
Oh, I don't know. It's nice to do, but I've never even thought about doing it professionally, Why not? Why do that when you can do it here, and you're not subject to any content restrictions or anything, and you can just do what you want,
I can say the Pope all I want. And the only person who edits me is Shane. Oh, Shane's going to edit that out now.
Yeah, that's the thing to remember is that anything you say has to...
Shane can take out whatever he wants. I could be saying loads of things that you never hear just because Shane doesn't want you to hear them. Remember that, people. Shane is evil.
No.
What do we think it would be like if we were brothers or roommates? Well, if Shane was my brother, then we would be like the original Odd Couple since we are opposites in so many ways. If we were roommates, I would probably kill him.
No.
Or he would kill me.
We get along quite well.
Yeah, over the internet. How do you think we'd do if we had to live with each other? Or be
I think we'd
confined?
Do okay. You want to do an experiment?
No, I'm good, thanks. I'm fine not knowing. I don't know, it might be alright. I'm a pretty tolerant person. I know a lot of you listening, who listen to me regularly are going to think, no way, no shit.
I don't tend to intrude in other space, and I tend to be low-key, and
Yeah, just so.
So we'd probably be okay.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
Yeah.
If we had to.
Try that one day.
No, we shouldn't.
Why not?
Because... P.S. Welcome back, Brad. Thank you very much. Those two questions were from Haze Over.
I think she's female.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, did I denote sex in what I said?
I don't know. But I was just noticing based on past Xbox Live things that I've seen. So.
Okay, well, whether you are male or female, we thank you for your question. Regardless of your sex, we hold your question in high esteem.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
And we don't hold any discrimination either way.
No, but,
we don't
knows.
Discriminate here.
Unless you're Canadian, in which case you're scum of the earth and we don't know about you.
No, what he's saying is he really loves us Canadians. But anyways.
I don't love Canadians. I hate Canadians with a fiery passion. Kill them all. Anyway.
Walmart's move to... Oh, this is tech news, by the way.
Tech news.
Walmart's move to overhaul the electronics departments of many of its retail stores with Apple-designed shopping areas is being seen as a sign that the mega retailer is making a pitch to eventually carry Apple's line of Mac personal computers. As part of the renovations, which should provide for more spacious and interactive shopping experience, Walmart will also be rolling out specialized in-store boutiques for popular brands such as Nintendo and Apple. Similar to within Apple's within a store layouts for Best Buy retail stores. You know, this sort of doesn't make sense, does it?
Because well, doesn't make sense.
Don't people who go to Walmart want to get things for a discounted price?
Yes, and they're most likely rednecks.
We go to Walmart here for a few things, okay, you know? Like commodities like toilet paper and stuff.
I think Shane's just admitted to being a redneck.
No.
He does have those, you know, right-wing values that rednecks have. Shane's a redneck. Oh, my God. I've just pieced it all together.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it does seem like a bit of a contradiction in terms. I mean, the Asda stores here, for example, they're probably not
Asda?
As wide. Asda, Walmart owns them. They're basically like the British Walmart.
Okay.
They aren't sort of... like as much of a department store as Walmart is, but I can't imagine them having an Apple section. I can't even imagine them having a computing section.
Really? We have electronics at our Walmart.
They have electronics, but I'm pretty sure they don't have computers.
Oh. I'm not sure if we do here. I haven't been in Walmart for quite some time, and I tend to avoid that place because I don't like going there. But it doesn't make sense as to why Apple would do something like that, because Apple's doesn't bend on their prices, and knowing Walmart, they try to get the prices down, right? So that Walmart can deliver their great deals how they always do, you know?
Yeah.
The reason that's the way Walmart is so successful is they're the biggest bulk buyer of things anywhere. That's how they can get their prices down. So, I really don't see how this is going to work, but it should be interesting, you know? But I don't know. I wonder whose idea it was. What do you think?
Well, it's obviously doing it for the money, aren't they? One of the marketing executives or whatever.
But should be interesting to see if it works. I don't know. But as I said, I prefer to stay away from Walmart. It's just too crowded and... Oh. It's almost as if I'd rather pay a higher price for the stuff than deal with Walmart.
And not have to deal with rednecks, yeah.
What? You can't make that assumption.
Yes, I can and will.
No. Moving on.
Shane is a redneck.
Unpatched OS 10 Java vulnerabilities are drawing attention. This is what I was talking about before. Programmer and former Apple engineer Landon Fuller has put together a proof of concept exploit demonstrating vulnerabilities in Apple's current implementation of Java that will allow an arbitrary code execution in Java-enabled web browsers. Vulnerabilities were first discovered last August, were disclosed and patched by Sun in December. Apple has yet to roll out a patch for its implementation of Java. So what I was talking about earlier.
That's fairly piss poor, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it can run any command if you're using it as an admin user, which is the way that users are typically created. They're created as the admin user. So that means that any command is pretty much fair game. For example, in this proof of concept one, there's this command called say that takes text and converts it into speech. So what this proof of concept did was it used that command and it said something to you through the applet. Like this. This is what the say command does.
Hello, Brad.
Hello, crazy voice man.
How are you?
Well, I'm having to put up with this annoying person called Shane at the moment, so I've been better.
Shane is the BS.
Yes, Shane is full of BS, I agree. See, Shane, he agrees with me, you are full of BS.
No.
Moving
I don't
on.
Think so. But, yeah, the point of this is that...
Shane is the best.
There we go.
Shane is a bastard, yes he is.
No, the best! It said the best!
Well, no, first he said you're full of bullshit, now he's saying you're a bastard.
Shane
he likes
is the
you
best.
Very much. Shane's the past, yes. Yes, he is the past. He was never really the future, he was always the past.
Oh, but as I was saying, as we can see, this is seriously a problem. and Apple has neglected to fix it, so we hope that Apple will fix this soon. But if you are running on a Mac, what I suggest you do is in your standard web browser that you use, or if you just use one, disable Java until you need to play RuneScape, because that will protect you from this. In Safari, it's in the Preferences and then Security tab, and then Firefox, it's in the Content tab under Preferences. So there we go. But there was something funny. This story came from Mac Rumors, so what the fanboys and stuff were saying on the Mac Rumors forum, they were saying, oh, there's no need for Apple to patch this because it hasn't been exploited yet. And if you really do get hit by this, you're an idiot because you should be running as limited user. So see, they can justify whatever Apple says.
Yes, because they're fanboys, Shane. That's what fanboys do. You should know. You're a fanboy.
No, I'm not. I'm using this as to say that, no, I'm not. If I was, I'd be defending it as if it was perfectly fine, but it's not. So, I don't know. People can make up their own mind about whether I'm a fanboy or not. But anyways, next story.
3D Realms not closing.
Yeah, you might have remembered last week we talked about this and we discovered that 3D Realms was supposedly closing, but this is not the case. So, basically all that happened in regards to this was that the Duke Nukem 3D team was let go.
Nobody
cares. Duke Nukem Forever team was let go. Because, I don't know why, but supposedly for cutbacks. So there's really no status on the game right now, but 3D Realms still holds the patents for it. And Brad stopped typing.
It's been in development for like 10 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we were discussing last week is referred to vaporware.
So you should just stop caring.
Well, no, people, it's like, what if there's something that you deeply cared about? Would you just stop caring?
After 10 years, yes.
No. Like, if there was a Star Trek game that was never coming out, I'd demand that the thing be put to open source.
Oh, God.
I don't know, that's still what I think they need to do here, but no, 3D Realms is not closing, just the Duke Nukem team has been let go, so that's what happened. According to what to hear, it was because due to lack of funding, supposedly. They were let go on May 6th, and now they're regrouping as a company. 3D Realms is a much smaller studio now, and they will continue to operate as a company and continue to license and co-create games based upon the Duke Nukem franchise. So just the team is gone. But yeah. So just a little correction from last week that actually came out as being the proper thing that happened. Anyways, that's it for tech news. You have any other tech news you want to talk about?
Nothing to say.
Okie dokie. Well, we're going to start a new feature every week or every other week, depending on when Brad and I feel that we have one. So I'm going to be starting off this week with a website. What the feature is called is it's going to be like a recommended YouTube video, a book, a movie, a website, basically one of our recommendations per week, and we're just going to take turns being choosing something. It'd be pretty much anything. So, with that said, I'm going first this week. I have a website. Some of you may or may not have heard of it, but what the website is called, it's wolffromalpha.com. Basically, you can ask it any question, and it will come up with data by data mining the internet. Remember I showed you this?
Oh, yes, I remember briefly.
I entered your name, Brad, and it showed how many people are supposedly living in the U.S. with that name.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting site.
So, it's like, right now it's saying that there's expected about 78,000 people alive in the U.S. with the name Brad.
Yeah, your name is more common than mine, isn't it?
Yeah. And then,
so you lose.
945. Well, I don't know. It could go either way, whatever you think.
No, you lose, Jane. There's no two ways about it.
No. Another thing it can do is it can do your math homework for you. So if you have calculus math homework, you can say, for example, integrate x squared, and it will integrate that, which is integration, the reverse of differentiation. Or for something more of you guys might be doing, if you guys are factoring polynomials, you can factor them. So enter in your polynomial, and there you go. let's see, factor. So if you type in factor, x squared minus x plus 6, it will attempt to factor it. And then, oh, oops, never mind. That's a bad way of doing that. I entered in the factor wrong. I entered in the wrong thing and I got imaginary numbers. Oops. But yeah, definitely check it out. Wolfram Alpha. It can also do things like probability, like tell you the probability of getting a full house in poker or royal flush. Yeah. So definitely something to keep
in mind. A site you could waste a lot of time on.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, basically, if you're looking for quantitative data, or is it qualitative? I forget. Quantitative.
Oh, it's quantitative.
Yeah.
Quantitative.
If you're looking for quantitative data, you might as well just come to Wolfram Alpha and enter in a term on what you're looking for, and you'll easily be able to find it. So, yeah, WolframAlpha.com. It's quite nice. Let's just see for fun what the probability of a royal flush is. Description. An ace, high, straight flush. The 10, jack, queen, king, and ace. All of the same suit. In a 5-card hand, there are 4 possible royal flushes. The approximate probability is 1.53908 times 10 to the negative 6. Or in other words, 1.53908 times 10 to the minus 4%. So yeah, as you can see, it's not that good. And your odds against it are 649,739 to 1 in a 5-card hand.
I like those odds.
Yeah, so this is, it's also a good knowledge as to why you shouldn't throw your house away on gambling. Not that anyone's going to do that, you know? But anyways, the YouTube channel has a new video
about the Calphite Queen.
Yeah, we went last week and I foolishly left, and right after I left they got a dragon chain.
How much did they get each?
I don't have my Grand Exchange lookup. Can you look it up for me quickly?
Okay, dragon chain, but it's currently 4.4 million, so they wouldn't have got a great deal. Anyway, that video is up on YouTube. I will also give you a skill of the month update. Oh, it's nice knowing Shane can't talk. Anyway, load faster. Okay, skill of the month update. It's still a reasonable contest.
They got
not.
Roughly 300k.
Okay, thank you, Shane. It's woodcutting, as you knew. The current leader is Tom, who is currently... gained 6.5 million experience. Second is Owen, who's gained 5.6 million. Third, JSB Rules, who's gained 3.9 million. Italy for Life, 3.5. X-Blades, 2.9. Then 1.6 million from Ryan 1 and 1.3 million from Marking. So it's not over yet, but...
Still decent competition.
Say what?
Still decent competition.
Yeah, still a decent competition. We should do like this every week. Anyway, that's skill of the month. What have we been doing? Shane, do you want to type anything?
Anyone can win.
Yeah, anybody can win. Yes, we know. It's like talking to a robot. Anything for... What have you been doing, Shane?
Xbox died.
Your Xbox... Oh, yes, Shane's Xbox died. So did mine, actually. I'll talk about that first. Yeah, are you going to send it away and get it repaired? You've got to pay, though, haven't you?
Yes, it's gone already.
All right. So, yeah, that's... Anything else?
30.
Anything else?
130.
Yeah, it cost you $130 to get it repaired, yes.
Yes.
Anything else? Anything else, Shane?
Windows 7 experiment for Informer.
How did that go?
Still doing it until June 9th.
Oh, looking promising so far?
I think so. Painful at first.
This is crazy. Okay, any final things to add?
No.
Okay, right, I'll go. Quickly, briefly, I'll just explain. I was away last week, as many of you you won't know, but you'll know that I'm currently applying to join the British Royal Air Force. I was actually away because I'd only recently returned from Bedford, where I was having a specialist interview. Where basically, I took two tests and I had an interview, which was basically to see whether I was bright enough and had enough aptitude to do the job. And I passed that. That was fine. That was where I was on last week, because I had to get two trains. There's something on my blog about it. Gloucester to London, then London up to Bedford, where the tests were. And so I spent about, in total, I was picked up from the station and dropped off at the base, but in total I spent about 6 hours in travel both ways, so I was rather tired. Good news is, anyway, I got through that. I passed it, which they were quite happy about at the local careers office, because apparently not many people pass it. But now I've got my potential date for entry, which I, along with a lot of my family and friends, thought would probably be maybe July, August time, so pretty soon. But I'll just read the letter I've got here. It says, "Dear Mr. Woodward, we are pleased to inform you that you are nearing the latter stages of the selection process, that we are now in a position to continue with your application for service in the Royal Air Force. At this stage, we would now like to plan for your potential entry into the Royal Air Force. Subject to your final selection and continued suitability, we are planning for a potential entry date of, wait for it, 3rd of February 2010.
You always say no.
What?
Yay.
Yeah, so Shane's happy that, because Shane thought I might be going in like a month or 2 months, but now it turns out I'm going to be around for at least 9 months before I can go. But apart from that, nothing else has really happened. Like I said, my Xbox died. It RROD'd last month.
It's time to have a baby.
Yeah, I sort of said to Shane, how the hell am I supposed to burn 9 months? And Shane said that I could have a baby, which I didn't think was necessarily a good idea. But anyway, my Xbox died last Sunday night. Well, no, not last Sunday, the Sunday before. The Sunday before I went to Bedford. So about 11 days ago. I had it picked up on the Tuesday, and it was delivered back to me Tuesday this week. Perfectly repaired. And I didn't have to pay anything because it was the RROD problem. So that's pretty good that they got it back to me so quickly.
I should get the tracking number for mine.
Yes, Shane, you probably should. I didn't even look at the tracking number for mine. It was back so quickly. I was expecting it to be several months at least. But anyway, that's all I've really done. It's been interesting closing out the show with Shane severely limited on his communication capabilities. Anything else to say, Shane, before we wrap this up?
No.
Okay, well then, I'll say it for him. It's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him. We'll see you next week. Bye.